Then we have another variant of the lichen planus, that is a hypertrophic lichen planus, by the name of which we can understand that that type of the lichen planus, which present with very thicker plaques due to the confluent papules, is known as a hypertrophic LP. Most common site of hypertrophic LP is the ankles and the shin, and they are mostly present on the lower limbs only in most of the cases. So they present with the typical characteristic features of lichen planus, but they are more thicker in consistency. They may be warty as well. So since we know that the lesions take quite a time to grow to such thickness, so mostly the hypertrophic LP are either subacute and chronic. They cannot be acute lesions. When they heal, they usually heal with a post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation and scarring. Complications associated with hypertrophic LP is the development of the skin malignancy, such as keratoconiosis or metastatic SCC. In the differential diagnosis, we are going to keep other type of the hypertrophic lesions which may be present in these areas, such as lichen simplex chronicus, which is a chronic form of eczema, and lichen amyloidosis.